This is Living the RV Dream, episode 210 for Friday, October 1st, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. And if you have a schoolie, you're welcome too. In any case, coming to you once again from the Finger Lakes region of New York. And this time around, we're not going to do much here. It's just, let me tell you what we've done. In all good luck, tomorrow, by the time you listen to this, we're going to be in a new state to us, in a state we've never set foot on, in the great state of Vermont. But let me tell you what has transpired in the past week, because it's been an eventful week. We haven't done all that much in terms of, you know, touring around, you know, doing the touristy stuff. But of course, a week ago, we were at the Lake of Dreams campground at the Michigan M21 meetup, and that was a lot of fun. It was a great fun meeting, fellow YouTubers, fellow travelers, people in all kinds of rigs, from large travel trailers and Class A's to schoolies, to very small vans, actually, like a Ford Transit Connect. And we had a potluck, great food, and we did... of course, the RV DJ did DJ, yes, Sonia, and that was a lot of fun. We did it right after the potluck, and the Colemans made some drinks, and eventually I'll post a video about all these. But at the end of the day, I did a little bit of karaoke. It was a lot of fun. And then on the next day, we decided to do something crazy. We decided to drive 2.5 hours up to Mackinac Island. I had been there 2 years ago, but Illy had never been there. And that's a very interesting place, of course, unique in the sense that they don't allow motor vehicles. I believe they have like a couple of ambulances, you know, for emergency, like emergency vehicles, but that's it. The whole island is either horse-drawn carriages or bicycles. And you take a ferry either from Mackinac City or from St. Ignace. Last year, I took the ferry from St. Ignace. And this time around, we decided to take it from Mackinac City. And there's a couple of ferry rides throughout the day that actually go under the Mackinac Bridge, which they call it the Big Mac. It's a huge suspension bridge. And we took the 11 a.m. ferry that took us under the bridge. And we got to the island, and we just walked around, you know. The main part, it's in order to like go all the way around the island, either you have to rent a horse or a bike. I mean, it's not walkable. And someday we're going to do it. And what I'm thinking of doing it someday, spend the night in the island. And what I've always heard is that when the last ferry goes back to the mainland, the whole ambience of the island changes, because it's just the people who are staying there. And it's more quiet. I don't know exactly how it is, but it's a beautiful place. Lots of these Victorian houses, and I've mentioned it before since I was there in 2019. And they have this huge hotel. It's like it's called the Grand Hotel, and it's fairly unique. And it's also unique in the sense that it was it's being featured in that movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeves, and the hotel, you know, it emanates opulence. You know, it has this huge veranda. You know, it's, I don't know how many hundreds of yards long with these huge columns. And you know, people just hang out there having drinks. And they even have like a dress code, like a very strict dress code. I believe after 6 p.m., if you're to be seen outside or anywhere, men have to wear a jacket and a tie, and women have to be like a gown, you know, no slacks or trousers or anything like that. And to this day, they have that type of dress code. So, and then the whole island kind of has that feel of opulence and old money, but very nice, very nice. We did the trail up to the it's a natural arch That was very nice. And then we walked, and I hadn't done that before. We walked through this trail. It's a botanical trail, and you get, you know, it has the name of all the trees. And the trail eventually ends up behind Fort Mackinac, which is one of the main attractions of the island. And we basically, besides that, did basically the main highlights. We didn't go inside the Grand Hotel this time, and we didn't pay the $10. They charge you $10 just for the privilege of going into the hotel. I wanted to do the champagne at the Coppola Bar, but we had the champagne someplace else. Actually, a place recommended by our friend Jason and Misty at the Mission Point Resort is the Round Island Bar. And we had some Sauvignon Blanc with some delicious fish dip. They have the white fish dip, smoked white fish dip. Very nice. So that was the highlight probably of this whole week, Mackinac Island, besides the M21 meetup. And from there, I decided to come back south because I had a meeting with the folks at Winnebago, and besides getting some minor work done on the new trailer, you know, tightening some screws and getting some things right, I got to see some prototypes, some new rigs that unfortunately I'm not allowed to talk about yet. But I think you're gonna be very excited about a couple of them. And they're kind of thinking outside the box in some of these trailers. And of course, one of them is the one that I already spilled the beans, the one that is just like the one I have right now with minor modifications. And then they have two more. They didn't have like a huge display, but they had a couple of them. And they had a couple of motorized. They had the hike with the tent, the pop-up tent. And I always forget the name of that other... The short camper van that they're doing. ¿Cómo se llama ese? El Solis. The Solis, that's the one. And in any case, we spent a couple of nights there, and then from there, we started on our way back east, and to where we are right now. Did I tell you where we are right now? Yes, in the Finger Lakes. Well, we pretty much did a non-stop. I was really tempted to stop by Fort Wayne to hang out with Bill, with whom I had lunch last year. But we didn't get a chance to contact him. So we stopped, actually. And this was actually really cool. Another highlight of this whole week. We stopped to visit our friends Jim and Barb in Ohio. Marion County, Ohio, and his cousin has a farm, and I got to ride on a combine, and that's, you know, that was something that I had never done before, and it was really cool, and it was really cool to see the whole process, how they collect the soybeans, and then, you know, his cousin, Bob, he has the combine, and they harvest the soybeans from the field, and I got to see all that, how the machine gets filled up with soybeans, and then they dump it into a dump truck, like a tractor with a trailer, and that trailer dumps it into a truck that my friend Jim drives to the grain elevator. So I got to see the whole process, and it was very educational, because as a city boy, I'd never seen anything like that. So that was really cool. So from there, we continued east, and that was today, actually. Today, which is Thursday. Yeah, this week has been a blur. This week has been like, boom, what happened to this week? Well, that night, after we hung out with Jim and Barb for a couple of hours, we went to a harvest host, and I hadn't eaten probably since before the pandemic, for sure. At a proper, you know, buffet, and this is called Der Dutchman. I believe they have several locations, but this was a harvest host, so we spent the night there. And I'm telling you, I think I definitely got my money's worth with the pork roast and the roast beef, and they had fried chicken and mashed potatoes, and I mean, I even had a little bit of salad, and the bread pudding. This was warm bread pudding, was delicious. Illy had an apple pie a la mode, and the meatloaf. Yeah, that was amazing. And then from there we came to where we are today. But along the way, we stopped. You know, I wanted to see this area called the Pennsylvania Wilds, which is this area just kind of northeast of Pittsburgh, which is wild, right? And I wanted to see the King Zua, I think that's how I pronounce it, the King Zua, either King Zua or King Zua Bridge State Park. And this is a bridge. It's a bridge from the 1800s. It was a railroad bridge that actually a tornado hit it. Was it 2003 or 2006? It escapes me right now, but they have all the information there. And the bridge collapsed. They were in the process of remodeling it and strengthening it. And the bridge collapsed, so it collapsed relatively recently, and they made a state park, and you can see the bridge down there collapsed, and with what remains of the bridge, they have made a you know, walkway where you can walk and see, you know, like a vista point. So that was very interesting to see, and beautiful. You know, the leaves are turning to starting to turn, so you know, not all the trees at once. Most of them are still green, but you see the yellows and the oranges and the reds, and some even look like almost purple. It's amazing. And coming from South Florida, that's something that we don't see as often. And now we are here. We're staying at another Harvest Host. We're making it a Harvest Host a week kind of thing. And we're staying at this place called Pleasant Valley Wine Company. And it's right on the Finger Lakes. And tomorrow we're going to make our way through Syracuse, Albany. But we're not going to stop like anywhere else. Tomorrow I think we're going to be in Vermont. And which means today for you guys, by the way. Which means this afternoon we may not be able to have a live stream, because after we made the reservation and all that, everything is full on the weekend still in this area. After we made the reservations, we realized there's hardly any internet in this area, so we'll see. As soon as we get there, I'll test the internet. You know, I have to make a video about this, because now I have an AT&T plan, a Verizon plan through Visible, and I have two, not one, but two T-Mobile plans. One of which I'm not paying for, but the other one I am. And I'm gonna make a serious here very soon about internet on the road. I just got a brand new cell phone booster. Winnebago provided it. The company, King, provided it. I'm going to be testing it out. I'll tell you about it very soon. But I have high hopes. But this is pretty much it. This is going to be a relatively shorter episode. Because, I'll be honest, I've been driving all day. I'm kind of tired. Now we're probably gonna watch something on TV and go to sleep, because tomorrow we have an early start. It's gonna be a 350-mile day, probably close to 400-mile day, if we go at least into Albany to see the Capitol building from the outside. So let me see if I have some voicemail, and then I'll talk to you next week.
Hi, Robert. This is Cheryl Hayes from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I just wanted to say thank you for all you have shown me in your travels, places that I probably will never go or can go. You have been a blessing to me. Just wanted to thank you for everything you have done. And if you need some place to stay in Indiana, call me. And you can stay at our house for free. May God keep you safe and bless you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And the next time we're in Indiana, we'll definitely give you a call. Thank you. We can always use a nice mooch docking spot. So thank you so much.
Hey, Robert, this is Beth Unger. I was actually just calling because I saw one of your great episodes and you were wearing that pink little rain jacket. And, you know, I was just going to suggest that one of the things we've done when we've found ourselves in that position is just take our large trash bags, put a little hole in the top, put it over our head and use an umbrella. And it worked really great. So I don't know, just thought I'd pass that along. And we love what you do, and especially your music. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. That's a great suggestion. And if I had large trash bags, I would certainly do that. But I have this little tiny trash can here in the RV because we don't have that much room. So we use tiny little trash bags, like the 3-gallon ones. But that's a great idea. Maybe I should keep some of those handy in the future, or maybe even rather buy me a proper raincoat at some point, because we're bound to encounter rain here or there, and we want to be able to enjoy the outdoors even when it's raining. But that's a great suggestion. Thank you so much. And I'm going to buy me a couple of those large black garbage bags to have just in case.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Riverfront area of Pickering. And I have a quick question here. My first question is, how was the M21 meetup? That was you ruining. I watched the stream and you ruined it. My second question is, if you are going to hack out Vermont, hack out Bevington, Vermont. Yeah, so my last question is, are you also planning to go into New York State or New York City? Yeah. All right. Hope you have a wonderful day, guys. And see you at the live stream, because I actually just got a new account, because my old account got taken down. Yeah, and I no longer have that channel, so I have a new channel, so everybody, please subscribe to it. So, see you guys at the live stream on Friday, October 1st, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Central. All right. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And see you guys on Friday night. Bye, everybody.
Hey, Dylan, so you have a new channel. You didn't give us the name of the new channel, but so we can subscribe, man. But as I was mentioning, I don't know. I cannot promise we're going to have a live stream this Friday because the internet, you know, it's... Elon, where are you? Where is that Starlink for RVs? When are we going to have that? That would come in really handy. If I can get at least 1.5 megabits per second up, we can do a live stream. So, if we can, but I'm not going to schedule it until I know. So, if you don't see a live stream scheduled this afternoon, just be on the lookout. If I might do it last minute, I might do it impromptu. I might drive to Albany and do it from Albany. We'll see. But in any case, Dylan, about your question about going to New York City, probably not on this trip. It's not on the plan, but you never know.
Okay, I guess I'll record this again. I got a Class A motorhome. But I want to buy some of your t-shirts. My name is Rick Fisher. My phone number is 4. But I want to buy some of your t-shirts and stickers and stuff. I love your show, man. It's just the greatest. Okay.
Well, thank you. And I did cut out the part where you give away your phone number, because I don't want everybody here listening to the podcast to prank call you. But I'm just kidding. But by the way, if anybody wants to buy any other stuff, it's travelingrobert.com. It's that simple. Traveling Robert, American spelling with one L. And there's a merch link right there. Beautiful web page that our friend Remy of Webmaster Desktop made for us. And get it there. You can listen to the music. You can buy the music. And if you want to buy the music digitally, it's everywhere. You know, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you can get music digitally, it is there. And they do send me a payment every month, so I know it is working. I will definitely send you a text message personally with a link to that, just in case you don't listen to the podcast. But yeah. And that's it for today. Coming to you from the Finger Lakes area in New York State. And by the time you listen to this, in the great state of Vermont, for the first time, It is my 49th state, really, if you count, you know, setting foot on the state. My 50th would be Hawaii. So tomorrow is my 49th state, our 49th state here. Until the next one, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road. Because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.